Yeah, that's good, because I hate going over the same ground twice. Well, I finally got my power cord wired and hooked up for the power supply. Got that all done. And I got my jumper that goes down from the radio to the switch box, or the, you know, where I'm going to bring the antenna in from the attic. So now I just have to get an antenna. Now I'm getting antsy, because now I want to play. I think I'm going to end up switching something tonight to just to see how it is, program a few things. But you know, I have those Archie Systems programs for some of the radios, and what's nice about those are you get a spreadsheet. You can set them up so that you don't have to go looking for everything, and you can program all your radios very similar. Similar setup, similar numbering systems, similar this, that, and the other, and then the only thing you need to get into the radio itself for is some of the goodies that particular radio does. So it's nice because you just stick an SD card in them and read it to, and then copy it from there to your spreadsheet. That's what's advantage to the new radios, but you can't do that necessarily with some of the HDs and some of the other things. But at this point, life's too short, so I'm taking advantage of as many things as I can. And the other thing is, if I get too many different kinds of radios and the formatting changes, then I'm more confused. So that's why I try to stay with one particular brand, and it seems to work out because they're very similar in the programming.
DLP.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I like RT Systems. I agree with him. I wish they would, that's what I'm looking for, coordinate. You get in Chirp, like you're doing a bowel thing, you get the spreadsheet, you do this and you do that, but then you want to RT Systems, you want to download that same format, channel numbers and all that, to a different radio. Their spreadsheet is just a little bit different, that you can't copy and paste.